The U.S. economy continues to grow without producing much in the way of new jobs. The monthly employment report released by the Labor Department today shows businesses added a scant 21,000 new jobs in February. That is a small fraction of what was expected. The unemployment rate managed to stay even at 5.6%, but as NPR's Jack Speer reports, even that was a sign of weakness rather than strength.
While it's true the unemployment rate held steady, the main reason it did so was because so many people left the workforce, 400,000 in February alone. It was the disappointingly weak figures on the number of new jobs created that took many economists by surprise. David Weiss is chief economist with Standard & Poor's. He says it appears a worrisome trend has now taken hold.
There's a fundamental change occurring in the way American corporations are organized. They don't want employees anymore. We've gone from 10 years of moving to just-in-time inventories to now moving to just-in-time employment.
At a rally on Capitol Hill today, sponsored by Democratic Party leaders, some of those who have lost jobs or expect to soon called on Congress and the Bush administration to do something. Marcella Ord and her husband work in an Electrolux plant in Greenville, Michigan, that is closing after 125 years and moving jobs that paid over $15 an hour to Mexico.
Losing a good-paying job, one you've worked at your entire life, is not easy. But when the plant moves to Mexico, there will be hundreds of families who will be losing their income as well as their health care insurance.
But economists say other factors are more important than outsourcing when it comes to explaining weak jobs creation. They point to things like rising levels of productivity. Richard Yamarone is chief economist at Argus Research and says that's allowed many companies to do more with fewer workers.
There's no impetus for businesses to go out and take on new workers or create new jobs when we have this skyrocketing productivity. All the enhancements that we've had over beginning, I guess, in the mid-1990s to current, we've had all these products and innovations come up which allow us to have greater output, economic growth, with fewer workers and fewer hours worked.
None of which is good news for the 8.2 million Americans who the government says were out of work in February. Another sobering statistic in the latest data shows the average length of unemployment rising to more than 20 weeks, the highest that number's been in two decades. Standard & Poor's economist David Weiss says the weak job market is frustrating the Bush administration and millions of Americans.
I think we're seeing a lot of anger out there about the fact that they don't have jobs, their brother-in-law doesn't have a job, and above all, they'd like to see those job numbers increasing. It creates an anger about outsourcing, it creates an anger about the corporate sector. It's going to be a major problem for President Bush if those jobs don't start picking up by November.
Economists remain divided as to when the situation might improve. Some expect with the end of a West Coast supermarket strike and milder weather, there should be a bump up in employment when the March figures are released next month. However, the economists have been wrong a lot lately. The government also downgraded its initial jobs estimates for both December and January, meaning that over the past 3 months, the economy has added just 126,000 jobs. That's far below the 200,000 or so economists say must be created every month going forward to make up for all the jobs lost in the last recession. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.